July 13, 1931. Motion is sign of life. The passport in order to enter into the kingdom of the divine will. The language and the citizen of it. The peacemaker between God and the creatures. I was continuing my acts in the divine will, and was thinking to myself, how can one know whether the divine fiat reigns in the creature and in my poor soul, or the good that it reigns in it or not? But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus told me, motion is the sign of life. Where there is no motion, there cannot be life. So, to know whether the creature possesses my will as if in her inmost soul she feels my will alone as prime motion of everything that goes on within her. In fact, my will being prime motion, wherever it reigns it will make its prime divine motion felt, upon which will hang all the internal and external acts, as though from the center of the prime motion of my divine will. Therefore, it will be the prime motion, the word of honor, the commandant, the ruler, in such a way that each act will be in waiting to receive the prime motion in order to move and operate. So, if the creature feels in her acts the prime motion of my will, it is the sign that it reigns in her soul. But if, on the contrary, she feels in her prime motion the human end, her own pleasure, natural satisfactions, the taste for pleasing creatures, my will not only not reign, but from queen it will act as her servant, serving her in her acts, because there is no act that the creature can do if my divine will does not concur in it, either dominating her or serving her. Now, you must know, my daughter, that the passport in order to enter into my kingdom is the resolute will of never doing one's own will, even at the cost of one's life and any sacrifice. This resolute act, but true, is like the signature that one puts on the passport in order to set off in the kingdom of my divine will. And while the creature signs in order to set off, God signs in order to receive her. This latter signature will have so much value, that the whole of heaven will go to meet her in order to receive her into the kingdom of the divine fiat in which they live. And they will be all eyes over this creature who, from the earth, holds his life and his kingdom that same will that they hold in heaven. But the passport is not enough. One must study the language, the ways, the customs of this divine kingdom, and these are the knowledges, the prerogatives, the beauties, the value that my will contains. Otherwise, one would be like a stranger. He would neither take love, nor be loved. If he does not sacrifice in making of it a study in order to be able to speak with that same language, and does not adapt himself to the customs of those who live in this kingdom so holy, he will live isolated, because, not understanding him, they will shun him. And isolation makes no one happy. In addition to this, one must pass from the study to the practice of what was learned. And after a length of practice, at last, he is declared a citizen of the kingdom of my divine will, and then will he enjoy all the happinesses that are in a kingdom so holy. Even more, they will be his own properties, and he will acquire the right to live in it as in his own fatherland. After this, he added, my daughter, one who lives in my will becomes the peacemaker between God and the creatures. All of her acts, words, steps, her prayers, her little sacrifices, are like many bonds of peace between heaven and earth. They are like peacemaking weapons, as she fights her Creator with weapons of peace and of love in order to disarm him and render him favorable, and change the scourges into mercy. And just as the human will form the war, to wage war against he who had created it, not only this, but it broke the accord, the order and the peace, so my will, with the strength of its omnipotence, reigning in the creature, converts what the creature does into bonds of the cord, of order, of peace and of love. So, from her comes out as though a little white cloud that, surging, spreads and rises up to the divine throne, and bursting into as many voices for as many acts as she has done, it says, great God, peace I bring to you from the earth, and you give me your peace, to bring it as bond of peace between you and the human generation. This little cloud descends and ascends, and ascends, and is the office of peacemaker between heaven and earth. Fiat.